Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Iniabot ni Bridget McKenzie ang kanyang sulat ng pagbibitiw bilang ministro sa agrikultura dahil sa kanyang desisyon tungkol sa pondo ng sports na hawak niya sa kanyang naunang portfolio. Ipinahayag ni punong ministro Scott Morrison ang desisyon ni Binibining McKenzie noong Linggo. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Peggy Giacomelos. Ginawa ni punong ministro Scott Morrison ang pahayag pagkatapos tumanggap ng ulat mula sa kagawaran na nilabag ni Senador McKenzie ang mga patakarang pangministeryo sa tinawag na sports rot scandal. Papalit si pangalawang punong ministro Michael McCormack bilang ministro sa agrikultura. Natagpuan ang ulat ng Auditor General na pinamuran ang mga marginal at target na pwesto sa 100 milyong programa ng grants habang binabaliwala ang 70% ng rekomendasyon ng Sports Australia bago nagdaos ng nakaraang eleksyon. Noong Enero, iniutos ni Ginoong Morrison sa Sekretaryo ng Kagawaran na tingnan ang paraan ng pagbibigay lalo na ang 36,000 dolyar kay Senador McKenzie habang ito ay ministro pa ng sports na ibinigay naman sa Victorian Shooting Club na kung saan siya ay miyembro. Natagpuan ang pagsusuri na nabigo siyang magsabi ng kanyang pagiging miyembro sa gun club na binigyan naman ng pera at lumabag sa patakarang pangministro. Sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison na nagbabalak na baguhin ng kanyang gobyerno ang kakulangan sa pondo na natagpuan ng ulat.
What I'm telling the public is the process where deficiencies have been identified in transparency and documentation, then that is going to be remedied. That's been acknowledged. It's acknowledged by me as Prime Minister, and the processes will be improved to ensure that as the rules apply in other areas, they'll apply in these areas too. And as the Treasurer indicated this morning, and I indicated at the press club last week, we will consider how this program might be able to provide further assistance out in the community, in the sporting community, as we prepare for the next budget.
Sinabi din ni Ginoong Morrison na pagkatapos ng ulat na hindi dapat magkaroon ng away sa patuloy na pagiging miyembro ng senador sa Wangaratta Clay Target Club. Sinabi naman ni Senador McKenzie sa kanyang pahayag na nagbabalak siyang magbitiw mula sa kanyang posisyon bilang pangalawang pinuno ng Partido Nasyonalista habang idinadagdag na tinanggap niya ang lumabas na ulat na ginawa ng kagawaran ng Prime Minister at Cabinet.
I have always taken my role as a Minister of the Crown very seriously, and I understand that the community expects parliamentarians to abide by the highest standards. I maintain that at no time did my membership of shooting sports clubs influence my decision-making, nor did I receive any personal gain. However, acknowledge that my failure to declare my memberships in a timely manner constituted a breach of the Prime Minister's ministerial standards.
Si Mark Kenny, ang senior fellow sa Australian Studies Institute ng Australian National University. Sinabi niya sa ABC na sinabinibining McKenzie at punong ministro Morrison ay hindi na dapat tumanggap ng lumawak na pintas ng komunidad tungkol sa programa ng sports.
It is quite clear out there in the community that people will not accept the idea of ministers effectively doctoring the allocation of money to their own political advantage or to the advantage of their political party. And it is quite clear, according to the Auditor General's report, that that is what happened here. And there's a lot of evidence to support that, and there are a lot of clubs that put in applications here that were valid applications that scored highly. All of the applications were eligible. Okay, let's accept that. Yep. But there were many applications that scored more highly than others, but which were not successful because they were not in the right place according to political considerations that the government made.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nais niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.